Have you ever wondered how much we communicate without saying a single word? In today's fast-paced world, where verbal communication often takes center stage, we might overlook the rich tapestry of nonverbal signals that silently convey emotions, intentions, and reactions. Welcome to Bonding Through Words, where today we explore nonverbal communication, specifically focusing on how fathers can guide their children to read and understand body language effectively. Nonverbal communication includes all the ways we convey messages without using words. It encompasses a variety of forms, such as facial expressions, body movements, gestures, posture, eye contact, and even the distance we maintain during interactions. These aspects of communication are incredibly influential in our daily interactions and often speak louder than words themselves. As a father, shedding light on the importance of nonverbal communication can be a game changer for your child's social development. Understanding these cues can fortify their interactions with peers, help them express emotions more clearly, and cultivate a deeper understanding of others. So, what exactly is body language? It is the conscious and unconscious movements and postures by which attitudes and feelings are communicated. Unlike spoken language, it is universal in many aspects, transcending verbal language barriers. However, nonverbal communication isn't the same everywhere. It can vary culturally and contextually, making it a complex yet fascinating study. Teaching our children this complexity doesn't have to be daunting. Start by introducing them to common body language cues. Simple gestures, such as a smile signifying joy or crossed arms potentially indicating defensiveness, are good starting points. Now, let's consider some interactive activities that can make learning about body language a fun and engaging process for your kids. One effective activity is a guessing game where you and your child take turns interpreting each other's facial expressions or gestures. This can be a lighthearted way of developing their awareness and sensitivity to nonverbal cues. Another activity is to watch a muted television show together and try to decipher the plot or emotions of the characters solely through their body language. Discussing your observations can lead to enriching conversations about context, perception, and emotional intelligence. As fathers, it's crucial to model positive nonverbal communication at home. Your children are perceptive and will often imitate what they see. Consistently demonstrating open and approachable body language, such as maintaining eye contact during conversations, using gentle gestures, and showing attentiveness through your posture sets a standard for positive interactions. These subtle actions not only make your communication more effective, but also establish a nurturing environment where your children feel heard and respected. We mustn't forget the critical role context plays in interpreting body language. The same gesture can have different meanings depending on the situation, cultural background, or relationship between individuals. Teaching children to observe and consider the context will enhance their ability to accurately interpret nonverbal cues. This skill is integral to developing empathy, as it requires seeing situations through the perspective of others and recognizing underlying emotions. By understanding nonverbal communication, children learn to empathize more easily with others' emotions, encouraging a compassionate outlook on interactions. Encourage your children to put themselves in others' shoes, asking questions like, "Why do you think they might feel that way?" or "What could that expression mean in this context?" Such inquiries stimulate curiosity and critical thinking, driving home the importance of empathetic communication. Lastly, open up a dialogue with your children about the fascinating world of body language. Initiate conversations by sharing your own experiences or observations of nonverbal communication in action. Encouraging these discussions not only enhances your child's learning, but also strengthens your bond as you explore these concepts together. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that nurturing your child's understanding of nonverbal communication is a vital step in their development as empathetic and effective communicators. This knowledge, coupled with your engagement and support, lays the groundwork for a stronger familial connection. Thanks for tuning in to Bonding Through Words, where we believe that every interaction is a stepping stone towards deeper understanding and connection. Until next time, Take a moment each day to explore the nonverbal conversations happening all around you and see how they can enrich the way you connect with your children.